Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Hi, I'm Paul Listick, and welcome to Behind the Curtain.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's Behind the Curtain podcast. And today we return to theater and talk about one of my favorite theaters in the city. It's been my favorite for a long time. It just every year I grow in love with this place more and more. It's the Porchlight Music Theater that if you have not seen, you will hopefully be able to return. And of course, part of taking a hiatus from the podcast has been the fact that theater has had to take a hiatus. But you know what? Nobody has, I think, done it better in dealing with a pandemic and still reaching out as the artists they are to the community than Porchlight Music Theater. And just as an example, take a listen to something that they've done during this pandemic period.
I got rhythm, I got music, I got my man who could ask for anything more. I got daisies in green pastures.
Well, there you have it. Who could ask for anything more? I've got rhythm from Broadway by the Decade. We're going to tell you about that program that's going on, but let me introduce my guest to you. Joining us, the artistic director of the Porchlight Music Theater and a director himself, and former actor, actually, Michael Weber, returns to the podcast. Michael, good to talk to you. Jeannie Lukow, who is the executive director of the Porchlight Music Theater. Man, she's been around since the founding days of the board of directors. She joins us. And one of my favorite actors in Chicago and everywhere he appears, James Earl Jones II, who I most recently saw not at Porchlight, but actually as he toured with the national cast of Come From Away, and what a magnificent show that was. And of course, then, James, you and I met at different tables for dinner at Teatro Zanzani, where you took the stage. Welcome to all of you. And I'm going to start. Paul. Yeah, I'm going to start with a question, Michael, to you. Nobody saw this one coming. well, I can get political, but nobody saw this one coming. And then here we go. We get hit. Everybody had to shut down. As the artistic director with a whole season of shows ahead of you, like Freaky Friday and everything else, what was your first reaction, and how did you, and probably with Jeannie, go into battle to say, we are not shutting down completely here?
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's a story that every theater in Chicago could have an entertaining answer to. We were in rehearsals for Freaky Friday as it was becoming very clear that things were really going south, and eventually, we just had to have, you know, it was the day that they basically said we can't have more than 50 people in a room together. We knew that was the end of it because it would be more than that for any theater production. And we had to have a very hard conversation with the company and all of our employees and shut the show and very quickly gather as a staff, as I'm sure that every theater in Chicago had to do, and really kind of go, how do we move forward? And the very first thing we just started talking about is how can we start putting together virtual entertainment that our audiences and maybe a broader audience, even nationally, can have access to the work that we're doing in Porchlight and just figure out new ways to create things. And we got to work pretty much right away, just brainstorming ideas and whipping them together as fast as we could.
And Jeannie, look, I know a lot of theaters are trying to do things. Again, I observe lots of different theaters as you all do, but and if I'm wrong, I apologize, but I just don't know that anybody has tackled this problem with the amount of volume and the amount of presence in the virtual space as Porchlight Music Theater has. That is my observation of it. Give me your observation, and then I want to talk to you. I think one of the first things that happened here was the Porchlight by Request series. If I'm wrong in the timing of all this, we'll talk about several things you're doing, but that was one of the great ways initially to both raise money, I think, I donated, and also connect with the people who love the theater, Jeannie.
Absolutely, Paul. You know, I think our main thoughts when this whole pandemic hit was to keep our family, our audience family, entertained, keep our employees employed, keep our name and ourselves in everybody's mind, because we had a big fundraiser coming up at the end of the summer, a virtual 3-day event called Porchlight Palooza. So one of the first things we offered was this Porchlight by request, which lets our artists shine by doing a command performance of a song that somebody requested, and we've attached, you know, a donation request to that. We really haven't, though. You know, we really over the summer just kind of wanted to keep everybody entertained and happy and feeling connected. But as Michael and as you alluded to at the top of this, we're kind of now moving into more of a season of virtual offerings. But I think Porchlight has been, from my perspective, you know, ruling the virtual scene in Chicago, or the theater scene, over the summer and into the fall. I think musicals lend themselves to this. We can certainly draw on a lot of stuff we've done in the past and easily create new, really exciting, engaging content. And we're lucky that way.
Well, doing incredible stuff. James, I'm not sure where you were, James, back in March when this all hit. If you were still touring with Come From Away, then you're the first person, at least on this podcast, because I shut down too, that I'm talking to in terms of an actor who, you know, one night you're on stage, and then I know that Miguel Cervantes sort of said, you know, when it was hitting, he knew the end was there. Where were you when this happened? Were you still in Come From Away? And talk to me about those moments of realizing that the world of theatrical performers was about to shut down.
So I was in Dallas, Texas. I was doing Come From Away. We were in our first 2 weeks that we were supposed to spend in Dallas. And we got the news the morning of March 12th that Broadway was shutting down. Our company manager was saying, hey, we're just going to meet a little earlier to discuss protocol. It's business as usual. Broadway shutting down does not affect the tour. So, you know, I'm assuming, you know, as tour companies, probably we're thinking like, you know, protocols are different, you know, for every city, every state. So we had a meeting. We discussed not having any stage door visits, you know, essentially finding, just basically having security say, the actors will not be coming out, and then we would just leave. And so we did the show that Thursday, and probably about, I'd say the email came, we hung out at a movie night, and like 11:58 that night, our company manager sent us an email saying it was shutting down. So we basically planned our trips back home from that moment until Saturday when we all left. And it was, you know, we had our trunks, and so they were like, you know, thinking, well, we don't need everything, just the things we think we might need right now. Let's get that from our trunks and then fly back to our respective homes. And I think my daughter's birthday is April 3rd, and I'm pretty sure before the month of April was out, I didn't think we were going to be coming back until the following year. I don't know, just something made me think that we weren't going to be, you know, just back to business. And, you know, it's kind of intense because you think to yourself, like, our jobs, what we do, generally have, you know, aside from sports, we have the most attendance, you know, and it's the most frequent live theater. And so, you know, to me, it was just thinking, well, we're not going to have anyone gathering for many months. So get comfortable, James. And so I did. And I have found that I have done some other great things since I've been home, and that's been really awesome. And part of that has been doing random performances with Porchlight.
And one of those we just heard coming into this, I've Got Rhythm, we've heard that, which was amazing. So, Michael, let me come back to you to talk about the programs that Porchlight is doing. Virtually, you know, I look at the list of coming up from Porchlight and everything is available for viewing, Talk to me about some of the programs coming up and are that, do people pay for them? Is it donations? How's it all going to work?
Right. We have a balance of free content as well as some what you would maybe call premium content that you have to, we ask you to pay a small fee for. You're right that the first thing that we put together was the Porchlight by request, which the idea here, and it's still going on, where we are asking our fans to contact us and let us know if you have a favorite music theater song. And then what we do is we pair that song up with one of the top music theater talents in Chicago. It could be Hollis Resnick. It could be Michelle Lauto. It could be James Earl Jones II, who's done one of those. And that actor will then give you a command performance of that favorite music theater song. You can dedicate it to somebody who maybe it's something special for them. And that's absolutely free. It's free to do the request and it's free to watch online. After that, we developed the Sondheim at 90 Roundtable, which is also free content. And what that is, this is Stephen Sondheim's 90th birthday year still. And we are breaking down each of his 19 productions, and we bring together a round table of music theater experts, people like Jesse Mueller or David Cromer, James Earl Jones participated in that as well, Gary Griffin, you know, top Broadway level directors, actors, dramaturgs, and we talk about the musicals of Stephen Sondheim. That's free content that's out there. We do an event called Movie Musical Monday. That's kind of like a book club, but with movie musicals. So one week it might be The Music Man, it might be Grease or Oliver, and we just ask everybody to watch the movie, and then we gather and we talk about it like a book club. And there's a host and a guest, so you have a celebrity kind of a host who's leading the conversation, and everybody can participate in the conversation. Again, that's free. The current thing that we're talking about, Broadway by the Decade, is our first premium content, and that was created, especially built. It's a 100-year journey through Broadway history, all the way from the 1800s to Broadway musicals today. And there's music representing every single decade of that of Broadway musicals, and the cast includes a lot of Porchlight favorites. Like Lucy Godinez and Don Cherry Johnson, Nila Baron, Michelle Lauto. And there's a suggested price of $25 for that, but you can also access it for as low as $15. If you can't afford the suggested price, we would like everybody to see it, so we do have a ticket access of even $15. We've got other premium shows coming up. Our very favorite New Faces Sing Broadway series, which you, Paul, hosted for us. You hosted 1964, but we've got the years coming up, the Broadway years of 1987 and 1961 are coming up. And that's a show that we usually do live. And what we've done is we've gone into the historic Studebaker Theater here in Chicago in the Fine Arts Building, and we have filmed all over the theater. So we're taking the audience to areas of the theater that they would never be able to experience, and we've designed this production like a musical documentary that's housed in this beautiful historic theater. That is also going to be some premium content. And then free content would be another thing we do. Called WPMT. It's classic musicals from the golden age of radio. We discovered that back in the 40s and 50s, they would present Broadway musicals on the radio, quite often with the original Broadway cast. So I've been digging these archives out and unearthing all of these rare Broadway editions of musical shows, but you can hear things like Lady in the Dark with Gertrude Lawrence in her original role. We also just did a rarely heard Oscar Hammerstein musical called Carmen Jones with the original Broadway cast. And these are not the albums. This is not like you've got the record album. This is the story and the acting and the music. A lot of people don't know these exist, but we put them together and we give a little dramaturgical you know, context for it, and that's a free offering as well. So we just keep coming up with things. We've got a number of things coming up in the future. We'll have a holiday show that we're about to announce. We've got our Chicago Sings concert will be coming up, and these will be virtual offerings that everyone will be able to see just right in the comfort of their home.
And that's what I meant by saying I don't know any other theater company who's doing all you're doing. By the way, I had the honor of hosting the Fiddler on the Roof musical movie night, which was an incredibly fun thing to do. And for Porchlight by Request, I really want to encourage people to do that. You're right. It was free. And I decided to throw you guys a curveball and asked for a duet of Not My Father's Son with Quiet Uptown, which for me went together. I know James is sitting here going, I'm glad nobody asked me to do that one. But indeed, Porchlight performed it, created it. And you know what? And I felt, and I did make a donation after that because, look, we've got to keep these folks moving and making money and keep the theater alive. And Jeannie, let me come to you because you're the executive director. So it puts you in a business frame of mind. You have to worry daily about how the actors and the stagehands and the folks who are employees of Porchlight and the box office people and all the folks we've come to know and love in all that they do. Somehow, I know you want to do everything you can to keep them working.
Yeah, it's a big responsibility that we all feel in leading a company like this, where we employ so many, you know, administrative staff, not that many, but tons of production staff. You know, our industry is one of the most severely hit. It will be a long time before people are coming back into the theater in the numbers that make financial sense for us to produce live. It just can't be understated. But Porchlight, ever ambitious and not lazy, you know, has created a lot of this content with the specific thought of keeping our staff and our artists and our tech people employed, at least to some degree, and connected to each other. It's a crazy time, and it's so uncertain, and we so rely on the generosity of our patrons and and yeah, we'll see where it goes, right?
Exactly. And with you at the helm, I think it'll hopefully be in good shape. James, you know, when I think of actors who find themselves out of work, I have a friend who's playing Madame Morrible in Wicked. And so she's back home. And of course, we all know the great Nick Cordero from so many great Broadway shows. Why am I drawing a blank of the Chaz Palminteri show?
Bullets Over Broadway and Rock of Ages.
Yeah. Yes, but and others. But anyway, but we lost him to COVID-19.
You're thinking of a Bronx Tale.
Bronx Tale. That's what I blanked on. Thank you. And I saw him in that. So anyway, a tragic loss of him at age 41. I mean, so it's the challenge on actors, hopefully all staying safe, but to not work. I know a lot of those folks are, they're waiters, they're in the service industry. They can't do that either. It's all closed off. What is this, really just a time for family and waiting it out? Is that what actors can do? And like yourself, making appearances in various efforts when you can, like you're doing with Porchlight.
Yeah. We all have different journeys as entertainers. I have had the pleasure of working with students. I'm now coaching students with acting and singing. And interestingly enough, one of the industries that was hit the least in the entertainment world is actually voiceover. So I've had the distinct pleasure of just stepping up my voiceover game. And that has been, it's been really helpful for me. So coaching students and doing voiceover has really helped me out financially. And certainly it has been really amazing to have so many opportunities with Porchlight, regardless, like doing the Musical Monday with The Wiz and Porchlight Palooza honoring Joel Grey, obviously Broadway by the Decade. And what we both did, because I saw your performance as well, of the Porchlight by Request. So I think that everybody is reinventing themselves, focusing on other things that perhaps they didn't even know that they were good at. And honestly, I will say that it has been pretty awesome, at least to be home with my family, because, you know, I left Chicago in August of 2018. And really, aside from like 8 business days between the time that I started and us coming to the Cadillac Theater for 3 weeks, I hadn't really been home. So after we left from the Cadillac, I wasn't home again for a very long time. So it was awesome to just say, you know what, I have to see the silver lining. I have to appreciate the fact that I get to be around my daughter and my parents and my grandparents. You know, I think being on tour, you lose, you know, I think you like, you lose that connection to a degree, right? And yeah. Yes, we have FaceTime. Yes, we can video call, video chat, but it has been a blessing to be home and just to see my daughter smile, you know, in real time, just be able to talk to her, look at her, hug her, hold her. That has been a really awesome benefit.
And Michael, James mentioned the gala that you have, which of course is a great event every year. This year it was virtual. By the way, I do know you did say the New Faces of 1961. So if I think I should probably star in How to Succeed in Business without really trying, another one of my favorites. But that's a side note.
Because you believe in you, Paul. Because you believe in you.
What a great number! I love it. Or James and I can do something from A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum. But anyway, I did want to ask you about, you know, you this year you honor Joel Gray. Joel's kind enough; he's going to do the podcast in a few weeks from now. We'll talk about Porch Light. But you know, that's an effort to bring in money and get support. But talk about how great that event was. Great. You did it over 3 nights. You made reality go virtual successfully.
We were very grateful for how that all turned out. There were well over 50 artists in Chicago who participated in that. And, you know, we normally would do a 1-day gala at a hotel in Chicago. So it's been pushing us as a company to really up our game in terms of thinking of how to roll with these punches and how to just reinvent ourselves, as James said. And we were really happy with the way that went down. You participated in that. We were so grateful to you, Paul, for lending your voice with all of the other hosts of New Faces in Broadway when we were really kind of focusing on that night that also was about philanthropy and just our appreciation for the people in Chicago who have stepped up and recognized that theaters right now and the theater industry in Chicago, which is such an important business, and not just for theater itself, as we know. Theaters affect the livelihood of restaurants and valet parkers and the coffee shops that are in the neighborhood and the small gift shops that are in the neighborhood. If the theaters aren't running, all of the trickle-down of that absence negatively affects all of these other industries. How many times do you just go out for dinner? Period. You very often go out to see a movie and then go to dinner, or see a play and then go to dinner. You know, so having those forms of entertainment available and vital in Chicago is very important. And we're so grateful to the people who are taking the time to recognize that and have been donating to theaters like Porch Light so that we will be able to be back and be a vital part of the economic engine of Chicago when we're able all to come back. And I hope that we hear about it.
I hope that is very soon. My thanks to all of you, to Michael Weber, the artistic director, Jeannie Lukau, James Earl Jones, the second. We'll do a number in the 1961 show, James. We'll work on that. And I encourage everybody to go to Porch Light Theater Musical. Sorry, porchlightmusictheater.org. Theater spelled the proper British way, T-R-E. That's when I first fell in love with you, when you spelled it the right way. Porchlightmusictheater.org. Because you know what? If you're missing theater and you just need a fix, go to that website, because all the things we've just talked about, they're right there on the website. Make a request. Somebody will actually perform it for you. Broadway by the Decade, it's amazing. You guys are really weathering this very difficult time in the best way possible. My congratulations and bravo to you all. And thanks for spending some time with me. Very much appreciated.
Thank you, Paul.
All right. Thanks, Paul. Be well. We'll see you soon on stage. Take care, everybody.
Well, if you want to know more about what we've talked about here, follow me on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, at Paul Lisnek. That's P-A-U-L-L-I-S-N-E-K. And I'd love to hear your comments or topic suggestions for future podcasts. You can also go to my website, paullisnek.tv. And hey, don't forget to hit subscribe on WGN Plus and iTunes and tune in each week to hear more insider scoop coming to you from behind the curtain.